Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. And just so people know who you are, am I wrong in saying that you're the senior project manager for Brunton Outdoors, I think specifically for the solar and power side of things?
Yes, you are. That's my duty is overseeing the new product development and management of the portable power category at Brunton.
Cool. So Brunton, I know, is a pretty old company. Can you give us just a quick background on the company?
Real quick background. The original company was building pocket transits for geologists and miners. It started actually in Denver, Colorado, back in
I didn't know.
1894 by a guy named D.W. Brunton. In the 70s, a local company here in Riverton, Wyoming, bought that company because they were an energy company and they knew the use of the pocket transit and the value it could have for them to have it here in Riverton with your uranium mines and whatnot going on. And as we progressed through different ownerships from there, we started branching out into different categories. We went from pocket transits to doing recreational compasses. Then we started doing optics. And then we just grew into a couple other categories. We started doing camping products. And then the other line we started doing was portable power. And we started portable power probably, 9 to 10 years ago, probably. Just doing smaller battery rechargers and stuff. So.
Yeah, that's, to be honest, that's the stuff I'm definitely interested in. I've used some of your stuff over the years, and it's just gotten better and smaller and more powerful. I just recently took a Solaris 26 solar panel and two of your, I think you call them sustain portable power packs, to Guyana for a Field and Stream photo shoot, and they worked great. I'm mainly using this for pro photo applications in the field, but I've been using your smaller stuff too to charge, my iPod, phone, smaller camera stuff on fishing trips. But I'm wondering if there's other uses that I'm not thinking about that you've heard of for these products, specifically for outdoor people or, even fishermen, anglers.
There's all sorts of things. One thing that comes to my mind when it comes to our smaller battery packs, everybody has iPhones and cell phones these days, and my battery when I travel is always running out, and I travel a lot, so I always carry a Resync or an Inspire battery pack. They're USB-based devices. It charges my iPad. The Resync charges my iPad. It charges my iPod, my cell phone. From when it's dead, I can plug it in and power it right up, and I can start using it like it's plugged into the wall practically. So for fishermen who travel a lot to, destination fishing, it's great to have just to keep their electronics charged as they're traveling. For the people that are in the backcountry, you can do the same thing. GPSs, sat phones, anything else expedition-wise. We've got the range to cover up most anything that you need to do.
And so people are clear, some of your smaller solar charger slash battery packs are an all-in-one combo thing. It's, correct? Like the Resync, it opens up and it's a small solar panel with the battery and a USB cable.
Yes, that's the Freedom and the Restore are two what I like to say hybrid chargers. They're a battery pack, so they have a lithium polymer battery inside, but it also has two small solar panels attached. So I can start my day out with a fully charged battery from home. I can charge my cell phone as I'm out and about, and if I need to, I can flip that solar panel open and lay it in the sun, and it'll help maintain that battery level. It'll bring that battery's charge up to full within, a couple hours, depending on how much I use it. The key there is starting with a full battery, and using those panels to maintain it.
Right. And one thing I've noticed, just, I think a lot of fly fishermen do travel quite a bit, and not just domestically but internationally. And I never really thought about it. I was always under the assumption that I'd be using this stuff because I was out in the field and it'd be hard to get electricity. But I've also realized recently that a lot of countries' power sources aren't consistent, shall we say. So plugging in a computer or something else that has sensitive electronics is a bit of a risky business sometimes, in terms of destroying your stuff. And that's another reason I, this last trip, I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't plug in this stuff and just use the batteries.
Yeah, I talk to a lot of people that are traveling to, you know, third world countries where the power grid isn't stable and they have power spikes. And you always hear people losing electronics because of those power spikes. Or there isn't, you know, there's areas where power isn't always available. So they'll take, you know, like you did on your trip, you did it perfect. You took a large panel that can maintain one of our larger battery packs with sustain. And you just maintained that battery with the solar panel and ran your devices off of that, like your camera batteries. It's perfect for that. And a lot of people are realizing that. And that's what we're finding in this market is it's just now that it's really catching on that people realize I can use this or I need this for my next adventure. And it's really starting to catch on. And you know, my biggest recommendation is if you're not sure, and I know you and I had a couple conversations on the phone as well as another guy here in the office, but give us a call and tell us what you're going to be doing and we'll help you find the right solution.
Well, it definitely has been working for me over the years, and I'm curious how many products do you guys have in your solar line? Do you know off the top of your head? I know there's quite a few
In
in
our
ranges.
solar line, we're probably, off the top of my head, I can't pull that number off right now, but we're probably looking at maybe 30 SKUs between different solar panel sizes and models and battery packs.
Wow, that's quite a bit. And you know, some of this stuff too, some of the bigger solar panels, it's even a safety thing for you can charge a car battery, can you not, with some of these things in the backcountry
No,
if you
you
let it
can't.
sit? Oh, you
You
can't.
can, no problem. I'll tell
You
you this
can't.
story, and this is a personal story of mine. Is I was out in Portland, living in Portland, and I had a bad car battery. And this is, doesn't really relate to fishing directly, but I can tell you another story that can. But my car battery died. I couldn't get a hold of anybody to like come and give me a jump. So I was like, well, I've got this panel. I just went out, hooked it up to my car battery. I let it sit for hour or 2 hours. I went back out and I was able to turn over my battery and run down to the parts store and buy a new battery for my car. And that's one thing I like to sell to people too, is the insurance that this stuff provides. Another gentleman I talked to one time, he would drive to point A. He would unload his four-wheeler. He would drive another 7 miles back into the back country or however far he could go. And then from there he would get off and he would hike another couple miles and get back into his hunting grounds or whatnot. Well, after the end of the day, he got back to his four-wheeler and he'd left his lights on his four-wheeler. And what he did was he took out his Solaris 12, a 12-watt solar panel, so it's not our biggest panel. Hooked the battery clamps right up to his battery. He hung out for an hour, couple hours. And after that, he was able to turn over his four-wheeler battery and get back to his truck. Without that, he would have been spending probably a pretty cold night out in the woods. That was a lot of people worried. So there is an insurance factor to this stuff and what it can provide you, whether it's just being able to charge up a dead cell phone battery to make an emergency call if you need to jump starting, you know, your battery. Not really jump starting it, but bringing a charge to a car battery where you can start it, get down the
Right,
road.
right. Yeah, well, it certainly has a ton of uses of this stuff that I've, been able to play with so far, and it's a really interesting product line, and kind of encourage people to check it out, because I don't think, you guys have been around a long time and are a fairly big company, but sometimes there's not a whole lot of solar stuff out there, and it seems like you guys have are really starting to nail the design and travel and make it smaller and lighter, and it's nice stuff. So.
Yeah, you know, and we've done it long enough to hear the complaints, to hear some of the issues. So we know when it comes to designing a product, what we need to do with it and what type of needs it needs to meet. If it doesn't meet those needs, we need to do something to make it meet those needs. So there might be some adjustments or whatnot. But we've heard it over the years. So I'd like to say we're a little ahead of the curve on it. We are starting to see more and more, you know, competitors out there, which is a good thing. But we've got that experience behind us that we know what people are looking for, and we've got partnerships with the right technologies and different things going on that make our products what they are.
Well, So, Chris, if people wanted to find you guys, is the best way to, I know you have a couple of different sites, but for this solar stuff, what's the best website for people to go and check out
Probably the
the
best
product?
site you can go to is just go to bruntonoutdoor.com. That'll have our full line of power items on
Okay.
there. And if you guys need help, if anybody needs help, they can drop us an email from our website or give us a call at the 1-800 number, and our customer service gals will get you back to somebody that can help you out for sure.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate again the time that you took today, and excited to see what you guys continue to do in the future with solar stuff. It's really neat.
Yeah, we got new stuff coming. So stay tuned this summer and next year, and we'll just keep pushing to bring new innovative products to the market and hopefully meet our customers' needs. But I appreciate your time spending with me and getting the lowdown on what Brunton's doing and our power items.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Chris. Have a nice day.
Yep, thank you.
Bye.